I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back in 2017-2018, Trippie Redd was fresh off of his breakout album, a massive hit with the late XXXTentacion, released multiple songs that would later go platinum, and was even rumored to be on Drake's smash hit God's Plan. At the time, it seemed like he was on the path to superstardom, and in an era where every rapper coming up had tattoos on their face, reckless behavior, and clout stunts, Trippie Redd was the only rapper who escaped and found further success. He was the one that got away for SoundCloud rappers. But today, it looks like the falloff Reaper is coming for him as well, as years later, it's not looking so good for Trippie. In fact, you could even say it's pretty bad, leaving the question, how did Trippie Redd go from being one of the most promising young artists to falling off so hard his own fans aren't even sure of his career can be revived, all in the span of 5 years? My name is Rashad Bashir, and this is how Trippie Redd destroyed his career. But of course, before we talk about how his career went downhill, how do you even get one to begin with? Trippie Redd has been making music for over a decade now, since he was young, and when he inked his first record deal in 2016, it made sense. Trippie had the perfect look, dyed dreads, face tats, and high energy. But what separated him was his unique style of emo rap, where he blended trap with alternative rap, and using that technique, not only was he able to create his own sound, but it also helped him come up. So in 2017, Trippie burst onto the scene, with songs like Pulse 1469, Dark Knight Gummo with Travis Scott, F Love with XXXTentacion, Love Scars, and more. Some of that music, like a song with X, turned out to be timeless, surpassing billions of streams, and their song is the most streamed song on SoundCloud ever. Furthermore, the two were very close and had a lot of overlapping fans, so after X passed, a lot of fans looked to Trippie to carry on the SoundCloud rap wave, as it was still new, and they were right. There was a lot of gas in the tank for the genre. So X's passing somewhat served as a passing of the torch moment to Trippie, and after the incident, Trippie began blowing up.
Bruh, when he passed, bruh, I went up a million followers.
Trippie's stock went up. He would charge $100,000 for features and shows, and was dropping hits. However, a young Trippie may not have realized it, but looking back, this was his peak musically. And instead of taking the torch from X, Trippie's originality came to a halt. And as an artist, this is where his career would slowly begin showing signs of a downfall. And it actually began with the passing. Although they were on good terms for a long time, after all, they do have the largest song released to SoundCloud ever. When X passed, they were beefing. Trippie called X a woman, and said X stole his style.
X the same type of n***a. X too. He a bitch too.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
That nigga, he stole ski mask style. He stole my style. He just collided with his like all these bro.
So leading up to X's passing, Trippy kept talking smack about him and hating. However, when X passed, Trippy went on live and said, "That's my brother. Can't believe my twin's gone," etc. So people were looking at him like, "Weren't you just beefing? You're fake as hell." And this set a trend in his career, a fan seeing Trippy Red as corny. And as you all know, in music, perception is everything. But what a lot of fans don't know is that this was a recurring theme. Trippy Red has always been one of the most hated artists in the game, and it goes back to the very beginning of his career, where he made a couple decisions that really damaged his reputation. The first being when he started copying Lil Uzi Vert on his song Love Scars, which was a big deal at the time. However, Uzi realized this, so he decided to drop his own song called Love Scars to troll Trippy, and today this is an Uzi fan classic, while Trippy's isn't as memorable. Trippy wasn't happy about this either, by the way.
14 stand for 1400. I got love scars on my face, bro. It should never come down to something like this. This should never be a problem right here.
But in the end, he benefited. This was one of the first times Trippy Red's name was brought up in front of people, and he got a lot of supporters and streams, and it did eventually become his breakout hit. But it wasn't a good look, and it was this first time he'd be seen as unoriginal, another trend that would end up haunting him for the rest of his career. And this wasn't the only time Trippy had been embarrassed early into his career either. He infamously got into it with 6ix9ine, of course, and not only did he gain nothing from that beef, he once again got embarrassed bad. So much so that at one point 6ix9ine had given Trippy the beats, overtaken him in popularity, and even stole his girlfriend. But none of that would cost him as much as his next mistake. At the end of 2017, Trippy Red began posting pictures signaling he was linking up with Drake and publicly posted DMs between him and Drake. Then rumors began popping up that Trippy was gonna be on Drake's song God's Plan.
Listen man, are you on that Drake song bruh? Because everybody keep asking me about it. Some people say that God's Plan thing, bro. I seen a freestyle a few kind of rap.
No comment. I can't speak.
You can't talk about it.
And apparently, this is why he started beefing with X, because he chose to be friends with Drake while Drake and X were beefing, so he could get a feature.
Don't X with Drake, cause you a cult dick riding demon.
But academics seem to have an inside source because he suggested that Drake was not happy that Trippy Red had previewed the song, and the Trippy would be taken off by Drake and OVO.
Heard people were upset, like that snippet that came out.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On New Year's Eve, I heard OVO is a little bit upset that snippet that you played it or your DJ played at a party, because that was a record for you to work on. You feel me? And like, they didn't want it like played like that. You feel me? Other part of that is that because of that, I heard that Drake might not put that record out how we thought it was gonna come out. So that's why I was like, damn man. That's what I was saying to you. Like, yo, you gotta keep tucked. before you really, you know.
It turned out he was right. A couple of days later, the record dropped and Trippie Redd was nowhere to be seen on the song. Afterwards, Trippie tried making excuses that he was sick.
Hey, he hit me up to finish it. I had a show where it was a venue that held like 3,000 people. And it was like, I had two shows that night. I had packed it out twice. So I had to perform, go upstairs, change my outfit, and come back down to a whole new crowd. And I had the flu.
Damn.
Hell yeah. So after that, it was like my voice was gone. I was up, sleepy. So that
it wasn't in the cards.
Yeah.
But the version with him leaked, so he was exposed for lying. And eventually, he did explain the truth, explaining that his DJ played it at a party to impress some girls.
I went to like a party in New York and like put like, I love Trippie Redd in front of the guys playing beat. Mm-hmm. And then the song was about to come on and then he turned it off. But it's like...
And the Drake's team was mad.
Mad when he heard the snippet or did, he didn't care?
It wasn't him, it was his team. He just wanted me to finish it.
So because Trippie Redd's DJ decided to impress five girls at a party, he lost out on a huge song. The song went 8 times platinum, stayed on Billboard for 36 weeks, generated millions of dollars, and was the most streamed song of 2018 on all platforms. So yeah, Trippie Redd took quite the L. I don't know why I ordered it that way, but he just fumbled a smash hit. That's all you need to know. Even Drake had a laugh.
To Trippie, and I was like, yo, maybe this could work for your album. He was obviously, you know, caught up, busy, whatever, doing his thing. And I know people punish him for that. They shouldn't punish him for that.
But it wasn't anything but a minor dud. As from 2017 to 2019, Trippie Redd had a monster commercial run, selling millions of records with a career high of 104,000 in 2019 with a love letter to U4. But during this massive success is where the cracks in Trippie Redd's career began to form and where his downfall actually started. So in 2019...
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Things were looking great for Trippie. He was fresh off of an album that just sold 85,000 first week, A Love Letter to U4, and it was looking like he was gearing up for another album filled with hits. Instead, what ensued would worry fans. On August 9th, 2019, Trippie Redd dropped Exclamation Mark, an homage album to XXXTentacion's Question Mark album, but it only sold 50k, which is good, but with his hype, he could have sold a lot more. And fans clowned on him and the album like crazy, saying the Playboi Carti feature was the only good thing about the album. And the hate got so bad that Trippie Redd removed it from the album, which just made the hate even worse. Because now fans knew he was jealous. And once again, it was another blow to his image. However, Trippie Redd said watch this and dropped A Love Letter to U4, selling 104,000 units in the first week. And this ended up becoming his highest selling project of all time, silencing all the haters. And he was back in the position before, where he didn't really have much to prove. However, in 2020, there began to be signs of Trippie not being able to do so well commercially, once again when his album Pegasus, quote unquote, flopped, selling 61k in the first week, which is pretty good, but once again, his fans believed he could sell a lot more. And of course, he didn't. But if you're wondering why people consider these albums flops, it was mostly because they weren't memorable and didn't have high sales, but also because he suffers from middle child syndrome in the rap game, which is the real reason why fans have such high expectations for him. He's between two levels of artists. He's not quite on XXXTentacion's Lil Uzi or Juice WRLD's level, today at least, but he's also not on the level of the SoundCloud rappers either, like Lil Pump, Perp, or Lil Xan. So he gets the expectations of one of those big artists, but can't really compete with them, making him a lone wolf. He has half of both. He doesn't have as much of an impact and was never that big of a gimmick rapper, and he never leaned into either. Another reason why Trippie Redd started losing his popularity was one of the reasons he started gaining popularity in the first place, and it became evident right after Pegasus dropped. Trippie was always experimenting. For example, he dropped an extended version of Pegasus with Travis Barker that was rock music, Neon Shark versus Pegasus, which sold 20k. And because it sounded different, fans didn't like it and got rated horribly. But to be honest, it was pretty bad. But at the time, none of this seemed like a big deal. Because remember, 60k is not bad. It's actually really good and way above many other artists. After all, he did sell 100k as well, which is extremely good. What he didn't realize is all of this would one day add up and he'd have to pay the price. Coincidentally, fans actually warned him of this. A fan named Jake wrote an article that shared the frustration of many Trippie Redd fans titled The Downfall.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall of Trippie Redd, where he said he warned Trippie, explaining, despite the commercial success, Trippie's past three albums were lackluster and just not very good. So fans were trying to let Trippie know that they weren't really rocking with these albums, but he ignored them because of inflated commercial numbers. In the last sentence of the article, the fan wrote, Trippie's next album may be his last chance to redeem himself. And boy oh boy, I can't believe I just said that. Trippie Redd redeemed himself. Trippie wasn't about to let his career simmer down like that. And after selling 20,000 with Travis Barker in the beginning of the year, in December, he previewed a new snippet from his bedroom with an entirely different sound called Mr. Rage. Then the snippet blew up through TikTok. Eventually, Trippie shared that Playboi Carti would be joining him on the song as well. And in May of 2021, it dropped along with the music video. It would go on to become the most memorable rap song of the year. And there was so much hype, he was even able to capitalize off of it by dropping an album entirely in the sound of the song, Rage, called Trippin' Night. It was a huge success, selling 82k first week, and he finally got a Lil Uzi feature, who he was a big fan of, and even Drake blessed him with a feature. After that, in March of 2022, it was announced that he signed a 3-album deal for 30 million. And just like that, his career was back on track, and in terms of numbers, better than ever. But it wouldn't last long. In 2022, Trippie Redd was once again being clowned for copying his peers, but this time it wasn't about Lil Uzi, it was about Playboi Carti for copying his look completely. And I'm not gonna lie, it's hard to act like Trippie Redd didn't just straight up copy Carti. He had the same dreads as Carti, he was wearing the same Rick Owens boots as Carti, posing like Carti, taking pictures like Carti, and of course, acting like Carti. This type of behavior made it so that fans would never give Trippie credit, even when he was original. And you can't blame him when he was acting like some random clone on SoundCloud with like 4,000 followers. Copying Carti solidified the idea in fans' heads that Trippie Redd was corny and he wasn't really a tastemaker or trendsetter, but rather someone who just rides the waves of other artists, even if that wasn't entirely true. like how he was a pioneer in emo rap and popularized Rage. Of course, he did just come off selling 82,000 first week and smash hit, so he was kind of just chilling. Until then, his career was stagnating as everything he released was just not that good, and it was the same type of music over and over again. He had stopped pushing boundaries, so when he became original again with Mr. Rage, you'd think he'd continue to push the boundaries and try new stuff, right? Nope. Instead, Trippy decided to try out a new unoriginal style, a really bad copy of Chief Keef's old style on his-
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
New project, Mansion Music. In the beginning of 2023, Trippy dropped Mansion Music, and once again, it was very unoriginal. And unfortunately, me and even his biggest fans agreed the album was very bad. But how he really set himself up for failure in the public eye, because to be honest, people had gotten used to bad Trippy Red albums at this point. Mansion Music was 90% features, so even if the album sold over 100k, everyone would say it was only because of the features, and if it sold poorly, which it did, they would just clown on him even more than usual, because the features should have boosted the sales. It sold 50k. Except this time, it wasn't like Trippy Red just dropped a trash album, it was Trippy Red is falling off. So it was clear his next project was a make or break project. I guess he decided he had to pull out the big guns, and that was his highly successful album series, A Love Letter to You, and announced his next project would be A Love Letter to You 5. Going into the rollout for the album, Trippy was very arrogant. For him, it was a guaranteed commercial win, as all the other A Love Letter to You projects did very well, and he explained it would be his best work.
Closing in on new heights, like, I feel like, you know, I've been climbing up a ladder this whole time, and now I'm at the top of the ladder, and now it's a staircase. I'm just walking up the staircase. It's like, you know, I improved, you feel me? I ain't got to do too much arm and leg work. I'm just, you know, footing it up the steps.
These were very big words, and they set high expectations. A Love Letter to You was his first breakout project. Love Letter 3 sold 85,000, and the fourth album sold 104,000, his highest selling project of all time. So for the fifth and final one, people were expecting something special, and Trippy knew that. So he took 4 years to deliver the final album. Except for such a special series of his rollout wasn't what you'd expect. Although he took 4 years, he didn't really promote the album at all, because he just thought it was a classic series, so he didn't need to. And when he did mention it, he just said it was going to be his best work ever, which raised the expectations to the max. He had a horrible promotional strategy as well. Instead of previewing snippets and trying to go crazy on TikTok to promote his album, Trippy Red made an apology post for cheating on his ex-girlfriend at the time on Instagram the day before the album was set to drop. However, months later, they were seen vacationing together like nothing ever happened. And in August, when the album dropped, it was far from his best work. In fact, it wasn't even close. He made a desperate attempt to try to bring back his old emo sound.
I'm not trying to be experimental with this project. I'm really.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
They just trying to just drop straight Trippy Red hits.
But it didn't work. It was too repetitive and it didn't hit the same as his old music. For starters, there were no hit singles, which usually is what carries projects commercially, and it took so long to drop that the hype was completely gone. And finally, when the album did drop, it wasn't great. It was actually pretty bad. All the songs sounded the same and it had no re-listen value.
It feels so non-essential. For sure, again, this is his softest project yet, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's playing to his strengths. I'm feeling a strong 4 on this one.
But here's the worst part. Trippy had tried to recapture the sound of the old Love Letters, but his voice had changed so much, it didn't work. Instead, it sounded really weird and nasally, and fans have actually said they agree. Unfortunately for Trippy, the majority of his hits were from when he was a teenager years ago. Back then, he was young, and his vocal range was expansive. But today, his voice has changed through age and eating a lot of grass, and a lot of the melodies he used to be able to sing, he can't anymore. For example, a fan went to one of his shows and explained Trippy could no longer hit the notes that he once could when he was younger. So when the first week's sales for A Love Letter to You 5 were announced, it was no surprise that they were abysmal, sitting at 38k, the lowest selling project of his since 2017, when he was coming up. So no matter how you look at it, it was a commercial failure.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Remember, fans were expecting this to be his highest selling project of all time. And remember when I said Trippy Red would have to pay the price for dropping all those mediocre albums? He was paying it. And from then on, it became a trend to hate on Trippy Red. And Trippy accidentally fed the fire. His response to the hate was really bad. Rather than just say, hey, I'm gonna drop better music, or something along those lines, he decided to brag and then try to gain fan sympathy. It started when a fan on Discord explained Trippy Red has 222 platinum songs, which is crazy by the way, putting him above Lil Uzi, Playboi Carti, Lil Durk, Polo G, and more. Trippy decided to post it to Instagram, gloat, and then throw a pity party for himself on Instagram, and I'm not even gonna read it, you can go ahead. It was a horrible look, because he's not a victim, and the reaction for most people was, what? What's funny is, it wasn't just the internet rubbing the low sales in Trippy Red's face, it was Trippy himself, and here's how. A few years ago, Trippy Red made fun of rappers for only selling 30k first week, and more, by saying this.
Need all the C-list rappers, we about to create Avengers of Trash, we gonna sell what? If we all put our 30,000 first week together, we gonna make a...
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The bill.
Gotcha.
And there's a reason why they say to always remain humble, because your day may come. And Trippie's came when he sold 30K. The video made him a laughing stock because he was now in a position where he was clowning on himself, and even Playboi Carti joined the laughter by accidentally liking a tweet of the video. For a normal artist, it might be seen as a mistake, but Carti doesn't really give the fans anything, so simply liking a tweet was enough for people to take it as a diss on Trippie, and the fallout from his album and damage to Trippie's reputation and career would be catastrophic. Trippie began getting cancelled when he made a TikTok saying a video using one of his album songs, Last Days, with the most views would be getting $20,000 from him. The challenge commenced, and when a user got the most views on his album, he wasn't paid, so he was scammed by Trippie. Of course, fans were mad at Trippie for finessing them, because they felt taken advantage of. And the theory was that Trippie's album flopped, so it no longer was in his budget to finance the giveaway. And even though he made it right later, it was after he got called out, and the damage was already done. And all of this raised the question, could Trippie Redd ever get back the big numbers he used to pull? Well, fans were about to find out. With A Love Letter to 5 selling 38k, fans were saying Trippie was falling back into the underground, which, although it was an exaggeration and a joke, did have some validity, because it was a clear sign he was falling off. But those low sales were a signal. What happened right after was proof. Earlier that year, Trippie Redd was going on a nationwide tour. However, soon after the abysmal album he dropped, A Love Letter to 5, a lot of the dates were getting canceled.
These tour dates are getting canceled, as you can see by that red big button right there.
Trippie claimed he was sick.
I don't know if you can be sick or even like predict that you're gonna be sick for another couple of months. Like, this starts in September and ends all the way at the end of October, it looks like, or early October, so.
But fans knew what was up.
If he's canceling even these tour dates at the end, it probably means that he's just not selling them pretty well. Like, there's a bunch of seats there, maybe too big of arenas or stadiums or just venues.
They realized that he just wasn't selling tickets. The sad reality was no one wanted to see Trippie Redd perform live, especially not after that album he just dropped. He tried to make more excuses, blaming the failed tour on his new child.
Trippie Redd here. Just wanted to update you guys. So you guys have been talking about tour and why I canceled it. You want an explanation?
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So boom. I'm dropping a project named Sam Michael, right? What if I was to tell you that's my son's name and I canceled tour because I had to deliver my son? Life be life, and y'all sitting there bashing me, saying all this crazy stuff.
But tours take months of planning, so do pregnancies. So this was obviously a lie, because if it was the real reason, he would have never planned it in the first place. It seemed like Trippie couldn't catch a break. After the tour was canceled, he decided to do one show for the fans, the one in LA, and it was horrible, according to fans who wanted their money back.
Fourth, came to see Trippie Redd, super duper big fans. And then 45 minutes later, the concert ends. And I don't think we got our money's worth. When the concert ended, he didn't say bye. He didn't say thank you. He just put like the little heart thing up and started walking off. The lights came on and everyone was stuck in their seat. Like, what the f- is that? Some people have been there since-
Explaining, Trippie came out 2 hours late, then hardly performed.
7:30, he didn't come out till 9:30. So they sat there for like 2 hours listening to a DJ. And low key, I'm like, this really hurt my heart because I waited a long time to come to this concert. I'm sure everyone else did. It wasn't as packed as it should have been, I'm not gonna lie, so maybe he was depressed about the ticket sales, but still he should have gave the ones who did come a show, and it didn't feel like he wanted to be there, and that was like the saddest thing. If you were there,
which just made them really mad.
Trippie Redd, you are a f***ing fraud. You are a liar. You are a f***ing scam. You... Okay, I'm outside the Kia Forum. Apparently, one night of your 20-night tour that you canceled out of fucking nowhere, and LA's the only show. I can see why it's the only fucking show. You don't want to disappoint your fucking fans.
But to be fair, Trippie Redd did suffer a lot of personal issues that ended up overlapping with his career, especially the peers that he was once friends with that are no longer here. To me, a lot of Trippie Redd's early popularity came from being associated with people such as XXXTentacion and beefing mostly with people like 6ix9ine, but even X. Today, he can't rely on that. That community no longer exists, and he isn't equipped with the marketing pedigree to market himself all alone. So his career has suffered. And because of that, Trippie Redd's mental health has also taken a toll. For fans, losing XXXTentacion and Juice WRLD was sad because they were artists people listened to and had an actual connection with. But for Trippie, he lost two close friends and in an...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Interview explained he was the last of his kind.
Everybody from my era is gone. They all passed away. Everybody that was, you know, coming from the time period I came from, I was the last one. It was kind of before me, but...
It was even worse because they all came up together.
All the same era. It was the sad music. You know, it's kind of, like, very, like, upsetting, depressing, disappointing. Like, yeah.
And he could no longer talk to them.
Kind of took a big toll on me, though, because it was just, like, those were people I could call and talk to and... You know, they would really relate to me versus anybody else. Just music-wise, too. I feel like we were all tapped in with each other as far as the music. And we got to, you know, learn from each other, too, because we were all a part of the same wave. So.
And after all those L's earlier this year, knowing his career was in jeopardy, Trippie decided that he'd try and bounce back by dropping another album, St. Michael's. But it was an even worse disaster. It failed to chart on Billboard and only sold 7K first week. His first album to fail to make the charts. And it's safe to say it was a huge fall from grace. My theory is since Trippie Redd had signed his 30 million 3-album deal, he was forced to put out the album. Since it's only a 3-album contract if he recoups 30 million, and considering his least selling albums of all time are his most recent albums, and it doesn't look like he'll be back at the numbers he was anytime soon. He was forced to quickly put out another album, which flopped even harder, much harder. It's just clear his career is in pieces right now, and he's doing his best to try and pick it all up, but it's just not working. Once again, karma is coming for him. A couple years ago, Trippie Redd said Nicki Minaj fell off.
Bro, Nicki Minaj really fell off.
Oh God. Hey, you wanna call? I do. I got my own fan base. You know what I'm saying? So it don't even matter what I say about a motherfucker. At the end of the day, my fans still gonna listen to me. Gotcha.
In 2023, Trippie Redd sold 7,000, Nicki sold 230,000. To put that in perspective, that's like 33 or 34 times as much as what Trippie sold. It was so horrible that even Trippie Redd's own fans realized he was falling off. On Trippie's subreddit, a fan made a post titled, "I feel like we are witnessing the actual fall off of Trippie Redd." And hundreds of fans agreed. One even said, "Everyone just denying it, but for real, Trippie was on such another level a few years ago. I'm not saying he can't do a good song anymore or anything, but he's still clearly falling off." They even made a poll and agreed. And when your own fans vote and think you've fallen off, you might be falling off. So overall, it's especially clear that Trippie Redd's career is in danger after his 7K sale album. To Trippie, this should be like a fire alarm is going off or something, so hopefully he can clean it up. You probably think I have something against Trippie as well, but I'm actually a fan and I wish him the best. It just seems like he's lost and he doesn't know what type of music to make, and that's why he's in such a tough spot. That's it for this video. I'm Rashad Bashir. Thanks for watching and have a nice day.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.